This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Gunnison Watershed School District is getting sued for requiring masks. From KBUT News in Crested Butte, Christopher Biddle reports.
Four people accused the school board and Superintendent Leslie Nichols of overstepping their authority and breaking their own rules. Two parents say their son wasn't allowed inside the Lake Preschool and Kindergarten. One of the plaintiffs says his appeal of the mandate was wrongfully denied. Nichols wrote in an emailed statement, quote, "The mask mandate falls under my powers as superintendent to create safe classrooms and schools." The district didn't start this school year with a mask mandate, but implemented one in September when they counted 22 cases of COVID-19 in 1 week. Fewer cases were reported after students and employees started wearing masks. For CPR News, I'm Christopher Biddle.
Prominent supporters of former President Donald Trump are asking a judge to dismiss defamation lawsuits over their false claims of election rigging. CPR's Bente Berkland has more on the hearing that starts today.
Colorado law allows a court to throw out a defamation case early in the process if defendants can show they were exercising their constitutional right to free speech, to comment on matters of public importance. A former Dominion Voting Systems employee, Eric Coomer, is suing the Trump campaign and a number of campaign surrogates and pro-Trump media outlets for defamation, for spreading false claims that he was the mastermind of a high-tech plot to steal the election. Attorneys for the defendants say their clients didn't knowingly say anything untrue, and that the election is a matter of public concern, and they have a constitutional right to speak out on it. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org. Denver is at 58 degrees with lots of sun.